This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Johnson is 0 for 12 against left-handed hitters who went to the dentist on Thursday.
And Chad P.
was the out there, wasn't The only band it? To reach number 4 on the Billboard while touring only by bus.
Class is in.
Number one in your hearts, number 3 on the iTunes chart for podcasts. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department, and you are listening to Rock School. Sitting next to me, his name is...
Number 1, Chad P.
And he's pushing all the buttons. Now, you guys out there in the listening audience, I'm going to help you with your bar bets this week. You're sitting in a bar, you're thinking, how can I get a free drink? Well, if you're not a beautiful woman, you're going to need to win a bar bet. So I have for you some neat trivia this week. Now, you get Billboard here at the radio station, don't you?
Yes.
Billboard magazine. That's I have right. a bunch of Billboard books. The Hot 100, mm-hmm. the top albums, yep. the big before there was radio and such. Yep. Billboard kept track of the hot jukebox plays. Mm-hmm. I have here the Billboard records.
Oh, cool.
Those that
All
hold
right.
records. So mm-hmm. great bar bets, great little bits of trivia to have in your head. How many groups hold records? Most Hot 100 entries on Billboard. Who do you think?
Beatles.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
151. Most wow. top 40 hits.
Beatles.
Elvis Presley, 104. Most top 10 singles.
Elvis Presley.
Madonna.
God dog it, you did that to me on purpose.
Most number one hits. Now say it.
Beatles.
20, you're
Thank
right.
You.
Most cumulative weeks at number one. Do it.
Michael Jackson.
Elvis Presley, 79. Now,
the king is killing me.
A lot of people have debuted at Billboard's number one spot. Michael Jackson did it with You Are Not Alone.
Yeah.
This is on the singles chart.
Yeah, yeah.
Aerosmith did it
they
with
sure
I Don't
did.
Want to Miss a Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the biggest jump to number one?
So they debuted not number one, but right. wound up at number one.
Number 97, all the Ooh. Way to number one in one
Good
shot.
Man, that's a big jump. I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson, My Life Would Suck Without You.
No
did it
kidding.
Last did it last few months, February 7th, 2009.
Wow.
Now, who's the biggest drop from number one?
Kelly Clarkson, My Life Would Suck Without
Should have been. Two records hold the number. Number one, all the way down to 15. Dionne Warwick did it with The Spinners
okay.
from Then Came You
yeah.
and the song we're going to play. All the way from number one down to number 15.
Ooh.
Billy Preston, Nothing From Nothing Leaves Nothing. Or number 15, Rock School.
Suck, dude. Going from 1 to 15.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
That's
you know, if I'm at number 1, I'm expecting to drop, but maybe in baby steps.
Sure.
1 to 3, 3 to 6. Not, you know, plunging all the way from 1 to 15.
All the way down to where the fire is. Yeah, all the way down where you just melt away.
Right.
Let's talk about artists and groups that replaced themselves
what?
At number 1.
Huh?
You're number 1.
Okay.
And the next song that goes to number 1 is you.
Oh, it was by me. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Elvis Presley did it.
Yes.
Hound Dog was replaced by Don't Be Cruel.
Okay.
The Bee Gees did it. Go ahead, make fun of the Bee Gees.
We are number one again.
Staying Alive replaced Night Fever. Ashanti did it. Nelly, Outkast, 50 Cent, Mariah Carey, Black Eyed Peas, and...
Well, I would guess the Beatles.
Of course they did it.
We talked in earlier shows about how when the Beatles would get on these charts, they would have like five different spots. They'd
dig
hold the
this.
Number one, the number three, the number four, five, and six.
Five nothing. Dig this.
What?
April 11th for this week, 1964, they held these slots. 81, 78, 74, 61, 52, 50, 48, 38, 14, 9, 7, and here was the top five. What? Please Please Me. Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number three, She Loves You. Number two, Twist and Shout. And number one, Can't Buy Me Love. Rock School.
Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
I would not have even tried to get my band on Billboard charts during the Beatles era. What is the point?
Well, you have to, you know, you have to put out other groups at that point in time. But you would think at that point in time, Don McLean made the statement inside of American Pie, the marching band refused to yield. He was talking about the Beatles.
True,
no other band could get out there. Or I'm sure they were told by the record companies, sound like the Beatles. Twin guitars, you know, dual harmonies, bass, maybe a keyboard, or you're not getting recorded.
Well,
but stay with the Beatles.
Okay.
Because apparently these days you have to talk about the Beatles with the rock band coming out in the box set. That I bought it and I can't stop listening to Across the Universe. Yeah. The Beatles are, as far as I can tell and as far as my research has shown, the only group to hit number one on the Hot 100 with each individual member of the group subsequently then having a solo number one single of their own.
Are you serious?
John Lennon had Starting Over. That went to number one.
Yeah.
Paul had a bunch of them. Silly Love Songs was one.
Mm-hmm.
George, Got My Mind Set on You, was one of them.
Right.
And Ringo Starr, You're 16. As a matter of fact, George was the first to have a hit after the Beatles. Ringo was the first to have back-to-back number ones after the Beatles. John was the last to have them.
Well, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that those songs went to number one because they were good songs or because they were performed by members of the Beatles?
A little bit of both. I think the only one of the four that really showed themselves to be a better musician than people thought they were was George Harrison.
Okay.
Harrison was really hidden. I mean, Ringo was a fun act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kind of played at parties and your cousins, that kind
of
stuff.
Right.
But George Harrison showed him to be a far better musician than
people
than
gave
he was.
Him credit for.
I agree.
Okay. Well,
Paul
cool.
McCartney, though, dig this, is the only artist in history to have a separate top 10 single as a part of a solo act, a duo, a trio, a quartet, and a quintet. You ready for them?
Yeah, go ahead.
A solo act, Pipes of Peace, that was one of the albums, that was a hit off of that. Duo, Ebony and Ivory, Say.
Yeah.
Those are two. Part of a trio, Wings was a trio. Part of a quartet, Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And fifth of a quintet, this is the hard one to get, Ferry Cross the Mersey. He was with the Christians, Holly Johnson, Jerry Marsden, and Stock Waterman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
When did he sleep?
I'm not really sure. How about one from Wings?
Okay.
Listen to what the man said. Here you go. Rock School.
Anytime, any day.
Listen to what the man says. There's Paul McCartney as part of a trio of Wings. Now, we're dealing with Billboard and lots of just goofy information about the Billboard charts. There's no rhyme or reason. I just happen to have a stack of stuff here, and
works
I'm just
for me.
Having some fun with it. So let's go on for no apparent reason other than it happens to be next in the stack. Number ones by two different artists.
Two different artists.
Okay. Go Away, Little Girl was a hit for both Steve Lawrence and Donny Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Mr. Postman was a hit for the Marvelettes and the Carpenters. Also, the Beatles did a copy of it.
Of course they did.
Venus, Shocking Blue, and Bananarama both had hits with that.
Mm-hmm.
Lean on Me, Bill Withers, and Club Nouveau. Yeah. Oh, that was an awful version. You Keep Me Hanging On, The Supremes, and Kim Wilde, who uh-huh. also did Kids in America.
Yeah.
When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge and Michael Bolton also did a version. I think Eddie Murphy also had a slight hit with it, because didn't he sing a version of it in Shrek or Shrek 2?
I think so, yeah. And
Shrek
I like his
Pie.
Version better than Bolton's.
I'll Be There, Jackson 5 and Mariah Carey. And Lady Marmalade also became, I'm not sure that La Belle's went all the way to number one, but Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink's,
mm-hmm.
they all went to number one.
The ladies of the Moulin Rouge.
That's right. And The Locomotion, the one we're going to play, Little Eva, had the first hit with it.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not mistaken, she is the youngest female to have a top 10 hit. Not the youngest male.
Uh-huh.
She was a babysitter for Carole King. Carole King wrote it. That's how she got to sing it. And the other one from The Locomotion, Grand Funk Railroad from 1974, Rock School.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do The Locomotion. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Grand Funk Railroad do a cover of The Locomotion.
Boo.
What?
Boo joke.
Boo what?
Boo joke.
Oh, you leave me alone.
This is Rock School.
I'll fix you in post. You watch.
This is Rock School as we talk about a lot of the goodies that happened from the Billboard chart and a couple niceties here and there. We got to take a break, and we will come back with Elton John and some oddities about how long it took him and other people to get back to number one. Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Congratulations on beating the Lions. We have the Saints. Did it last week. You did it this week.
Congrats. And speaking of our good old football teams, KLSU, Tiger Radio down in Baton Rouge. We appreciate all of our affiliates for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And of course, iTunes, nationwide, worldwide, on other planets, you can get us. As long as you're wired for sound on other planets. We're back in a minute. Rock School. All right, let's talk about, as we go through the Billboard charts, the longest span between a person's first and most recent number one hit.
So you mean they went to number one, dropped from number one, and then this is how long it took them to get back to number one?
It just says first and most recent, so it could have had many in between there.
Okay, okay.
Cher has the longest span. I Got You, Babe was her first one in 65 with Sonny Bono.
Uh-huh.
And that song she did, the hip-hop one, Believe.
Yeah.
1999, quick mathematics, 946, carry the one. 33 years, 7 months.
33 years.
How's that for staying power?
Huh.
Yeah, I think her nose is only 12 years and
Stop.
Eight. I'm sorry.
You want to call my joke
Mike, Michael Jackson, 25 years, 8 months for between I Want You Back and You Are Not Alone.
Uh-huh.
Beach Boys, I Get Around in Kokomo,
uh-huh.
24 years, 4 months.
Yeah.
George Harrison, 23 years, 11 months. That's between I Want to Hold Your Hand and Got My Mind Set on You. Elton John's the one we're going to play, however.
All right.
His first one, Crocodile Rock.
I love the Crocodile Rock.
Was February 1973, and Candle in the Wind, 1997.
Yep, yep, I remember
Something
that one.
About the Way You Look Tonight, also October 1997, depending on how you figure it. 24 years, 8 months.
Wow.
So, put a dime in the jukebox and perform the Crocodile Rock on Rock School.
It's just got an awesome little
clip, yeah. you just can't help
addictive
but hit the hook.
Jingle, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You could sell flooring wax with that. Now, the next two songs we're going to play have to do with number two position. Everybody screams about number one, right?
There's got to be a number two.
Oh, yeah, number two. Two groups hold a big distinction for number two. James Brown holds the record for the most Hot 100 entries without getting a number one song.
Mm.
He's hit the Hot 100 99 times.
Wow.
And has never hit
at number
the
two.
Hot 100.
So he's got Billboard's Award of Distinction.
Yeah, for never having hit it. And Rock School knows what you feel like. Papa's got a brand new bag. Rock School. James Brown, you know he feels good, but he never did hit that number one spot.
Tell you what, man, that's got to be kind of a blow to your ego. I mean, that man was awesome. He
still is. Hardest working man in show business.
Right, the godfather of soul, and yeah. He never got to number one.
No, he didn't. Now, I said we were going to play two songs that had a distinction of number two. We'll come back after this quick break at the bottom of the hour and play the second one for you. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We do something at the bottom of the hour each time called 7 Days and 70 Seconds. And today we're dealing with the dates Monday, September 21st, all the way through Sunday, September 27th. I believe Chad has Monday.
Oh, yeah. Monday, September 21st, back in 2001, the Telethon America, a tribute to heroes, raised $150 million for families of the September 11th victims. Performers included Billy Joel, Tom Petty, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Sting, U2, Stevie Wonder, and Neil Young.
Oh, I remember watching it. Billy Joel played New York State of Mind. Just him, a piano, and a guy with a saxophone that was literally sitting on top of the grand piano.
Good stuff.
Brilliant. On this date, September 22nd, back in 1958, Ritchie Valens enters the chart for the first time with Come On, Come On, Let's Go.
September 23rd in 1991, Izzy Stradlin, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses, left and was replaced by Gilby Clark.
September 24th, I will be married 21 years.
Yay!
Come September 24th. But back in 1991, Nirvana's Nevermind is released.
And as long as we're doing the Billboard show, on Friday, September 25th, back in 1995, Mariah Carey's Fantasy debuts at number one.
September 26th in 1979, The Clash releases its first U.S. single, a remake of Bobby Fuller Four's I Fought the Law. And the 27th of September, back in 1964, The Beach Boys make their Ed Sullivan Show debut, performing Round, Round, I Get Around. Now, the second group that has a distinction about number two, Creedence Clearwater Revival, holds the record on the Billboard chart for the most number two hits, five of them, without ever hitting number one.
I'd be sick.
That's got to break your hump right there. Luckily, they're a traveling band.
Ooh.
Rock School. Creedence Clearwater Revival and one of their real short rockers, traveling band here in Rock School. Let's take a quick break from talking about singles, which is really what Billboard is known for, and talk about an album achievement.
Okay.
About this.
Okay.
Most number one songs from one album. Michael Jackson's.
Oh, the one with Beat It on it.
Actually, no.
Thriller.
Bad.
Bad?
Bad had five. Most top five songs from one album.
Get a Grip from Aerosmith.
Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, 7.
Okay.
Most top 10 songs from one album. Now say the Michael Jackson album.
Oh, Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller. Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation had 7 as well, but there's one more stuck in there. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
You mean it's not a Jackson?
No, it's not.
Huh.
Dancing in the Dark went to number 2. Born in the USA went to 9. I'm on Fire went to 6. Glory Days went to 5. I'm Going Down went to number 9. My Hometown went to number 6. And the one we're going to play, Cover Me went to 7. Rock School. This is Rock School, as we talk about some real interesting things from the Billboard charts. Dig this. The largest act to ever chart on the Hot 100 was the 320-person Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Good night.
They did the Battle Hymn of the Republic, went to number 13 in 1959.
What if they would have won an award?
Yeah, you'd have to send up one person.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That would be bad. Barry White's the only artist to have written a number one instrumental and a number one vocal song, Love's Theme by the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
That was horrible.
In 1974.
That was terrible.
You do a Barry White imitation.
I never claimed that I could.
The Beatles and Usher are the only two artists to have both the year-end number one and number two in the same year, with the former having I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You, and the latter having Yeah and Burn in 2004, covering the year.
Nice.
Now, you get into these fights. According to the charts, what's the most successful band? Well, the Beatles owned the charts for such a long time in the 1960s.
Yeah,
and, of course, in February of 1964, literally owned that chart. But what about longevity? A band that has such a long time. We talked about Cher having a number one and then a long time. But she had a lot of down years.
Yeah.
How about this? The Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers hold the record for being the only act to have a top 40 hit in the Hot 100 in 6 consecutive decades.
Decades.
The 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 1990s, and also the 2000s. No other group can say that.
Wow.
This old heart of mine been broke 1,000 times, but not on the Billboard charts. It's the Isley Brothers on Rock School. Talking about Billboard music. Now, let's talk about some firsts on the Billboard charts. Now, Billboard goes way back. They used to look at all kinds of different elements to figure out who won the chart for that week and list it out, including jukebox plays and all of that. In 1991, they went to this thing called SoundScan, where when you bought a piece of music and it went across that little red thing at the cash register. And
yeah, boop, the barcode.
Right. That was counted.
Mm-hmm.
They were no longer dealing with what the record store told them, SoundScan. And also Nielsen Broadcast Data System, meaning they knew exactly what was being played. They weren't relying on people telling them. The first number one when the SoundScan and Nielsen Broadcast Data System was put into place was Set Adrift on Memory Bliss by PM Dawn.
Oh, wow.
In the 2000s, June 17th, 2000, to be exact, the first airplay-only charts were put out there, meaning no commercial sales were put into it.
All right.
Again, or Try Again by Aaliyah was the number one song. But when you sit there and you think to yourself, there had to be the first number one song on the Billboard chart. It didn't always exist, did it?
Nope.
There had to be a first number one song.
There's always a first.
Of course. August 4th, 1958, the first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 was, here's your bar bet, Ricky Nelson, Poor Little Fool.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, of course it was. Rock School.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little
you want to, you can come up with just the most obscure pieces of...
I know, that one was the out there, wasn't it?
The only band to reach number four on the Billboard while touring only by bus.
You know, it's one of these things, it's like watching a baseball game when the game is like 1-0 in the eighth.
Ugh.
You start to get... When the game's boring, mm-hmm. the announcers have to do something. Oh, here comes Johnson to the plate. Johnson is 0-12 against left-handed hitters who went to the dentist on Thursday while zebras are running across the Sahara. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of that kind of thing.
ESPN does that all the time on SportsCenter, you know, to be like, oh, Ben Roethlisberger is 3-5 against teams that play on artificial turf.
And what's happening, if you get with a real sports fanatic, mm-hmm. he'll hear that kind of a statistic and he'll turn to you and go, oh, they better put in a lefty. Are you kidding me? You're asking for the sun to align for that. So, okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
La Freak by Chic and Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And Whatever You Like by T.I. and Live Your Life by T.I. featuring Rihanna mm-hmm. are the only songs to reach the number one position three separate times during the same chart run.
Okay.
How? They kept getting knocked off the chart by what was ever number two mm-hmm. and then reclaiming the number one position.
Oh.
Boop, number one, boop, number one, boop, number one,
so
and then they fell off.
Basically, in essence, they were just kind of beating each other.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yep, they just kept getting fell off and then back up to number one and down to number one. Can you name the only song to hit number one twice in two separate chart runs?
Oh, well, of course. I was talking about this morning. No.
The Twist, Chubby Checker.
Oh.
Did it in 1960 and then in 1962. Hello, KSCL Shreveport.
Hello, Radio Universidad, all the way in Salamanca, Spain. Thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
We will be back in 1 minute. Rock School. All right, here's a couple more interesting pieces of trivia. At 8 minutes and 37 seconds, November Rain by Guns N' Roses, back in 1992.
Yeah.
The longest running song to reach the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100.
And it was long.
Yeah. I don't remember. Did you ever get the 45 of that?
No.
No? I was wondering, was that all cut to one side of a 45? And if so, did you get more than three plays out of it before to skip?
No, I had it on cassette.
Oh, well, see, that would have worked. The shortest charting record. The shortest charting record was 1964's Little Boxes by the Women Folk.
What?
What's that for a name? It was exactly 1 minute long and it reached number 83. Now that's the shortest charting record. The shortest record to hit number one,
mm-hmm.
1 minute and 37 seconds long, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, Stay.
That song's only a minute and a half. We almost took that long introducing it.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's
Is
over.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It. Play it again. It's so darn short. All right.
You started that song, you looked down at his notes, I said, look up.
It's over.
It's over.
It's done. Hey. Okay. Producers with the most number one hits. Do you hear me looking down my nose?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Producers with the most number one hits.
I know.
Shoot.
George Martin.
Right, for the Beatles, mm-hmm. 23. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, obviously, for Janet Jackson. Barry Gibb. Oh, he's had a ton of them. He really has. For Kenny Rogers, also for Dolly Parton.
Wow.
And Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey? Does she produce her own music?
Apparently.
Well, that'll teach her.
What about a Motown guy?
It doesn't have it on here. Huh. I know who you're talking about. It doesn't have it on here.
Yeah.
There have been two artists that have begun their chart careers with three consecutive number one singles. How'd you like to come out of the gate like that? I mean, there's nowhere you can go but down. You would think Elvis Presley would be one of them, right?
I'm thinking it's probably one of these new pop stars.
Oh, no, neither of them.
No?
One of them is Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb.
Yeah, not
Gibb
one
brother?
Of the Gibb brothers. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's the Gibb brother that died first. He put a lot of coke up his nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I Just Want to Be Your Everything, Love is Thicker Than Water, and Shadow Dancing. Bang, 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 1-1-1. And also The Four Seasons, Walk Like a Man, Big Girls Don't Cry, and the one we're going to play, Sherry, number one. Oh. Rock School. Yeah! I can't sing any higher. Sherry on Rock School. Last break. Let me give you just a little bit more. Posthumous number one.
Watch your mouth.
No, it means you died and you had a number one hit.
Oh, Janis Joplin.
Right, me and Bobby McGee.
Biggie Small.
As a matter
B.I.G.
of fact, you're right. Hypnotize. Yeah. Soldier Slim, Static Major had one. Jim Croce had Time in a Bottle. John Lennon, Just Like Starting Over. Otis Redding, Sitting on a Dock of the Bay. Mm-hmm. We'll end up with Santana featuring Rob Thomas. If you look at the list of the songs that have the most total weeks on the Hot 100, they have been on the chart longer than any other song. The song that has been on longer than any other, Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live Without You?
Oh, I remember that song.
69 weeks.
Wow, I didn't
more
know it was that
year.
Long. That's a long time, dude.
Yeah, but the Macarena was on 60 weeks.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, this one from Rob Thomas from...
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Santana featuring Rob Thomas. 58 weeks that thing stayed on back in 1999. And that's going to wrap it up for the Billboard Show. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.